Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta des Soita, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The husband of the Soita has to bring a carbon mincha. This mincha is called Minchas Kanois. Sagt the Mishnah, Hayamevi, we see the Batanura, the husband, he's the one who brings Es Mincha Sa, he brings her mincha, and he brings a Besaych Kefifa Mitzris, in a basket made of a kind of soft fiber that grows around a palm tree. Kind of, if you see the batanura here. So before, when we spoke about the Chevel HaMitzri, the Egyptian rope, we said it was to remind her that she acted like the ancient Mitzrayim. Here the batanura says, no, it's just a kind of soft fiber. If you look in the Tosfos Yamtiv, he says here too, there's a remez, brings that from the Yerushalmi to you're acting like the Mitzrayim did. The Noisnal Yedea, and he places it on her hands, K'dei Liyaga, in order to mutcher her out, to tire her out. We're hoping she's still going to admit. This way Hashem's name won't have to be erased on the water. What about, according to the Manda Omar, that this already happened at this point? We're trying to prevent her from dying, and dying a horrible death. Because even though Hashem's name has already been erased, but if she says Tamei, if she admits, she won't drink it, then her life will be spared. Now this Minchas Kenois, the Mincha of the Soita, is very different than other Minchas. The Mishnah tells us how. All other mincha karbanos are held in a klisharis. Now, klisharis is a keli that was mamish used in the Beis HaMikdash. People did not bring their minchas in a keli that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, in an official klisharis that had the kiddush of klisharis. People brought them in silver or golden baskets that were roi to become a klisharis. So again, kol menachas tchilasam v'saifam klisharis. They would bring them in Kalim, that's Roy, to become a Klisharis. When they got to the Azara, they would put them into a Klisharis. Then they receive a special Kedosha. On the other hand, Vizu, the Mincha of the Soita, Tchilasa b'Kfifa Mitzris. The husband would bring it in this Kfifa Mitzris, which is not Roy, to become a Klisharis. Only when they got to the Azara did they put it into a Klisharis. It was a Saifa b'Klisharis. Kalam Anachais Tu'unais Shemen Ulevaina, says the Mishnah Vayter. All other karbanis mincha need oil and levaina. Levaina was a particular type of spice that's added on top. Vizu, but the mincha of the Soita in it tuna loy shemen v'loy levaina, requires no oil and no levaina. As a matter of fact, if somebody would put shemen or levaina on it, he would be chayav malchus. The pasuk says loy yitzegal of shemen v'loy yitin al levaina. Kala menachis continues the mishnah bois menachit and come from wheat. Vizu ba menasirin, this comes from barley. Wait a second, but the Minchas HaOmer that was brought on the second day of Pesach, that also came from barley. So the Mishnah explains, U'minchas HaOmer, afal pi, even though, Shabbat Minchas HaOmer, it's true, it also came from barley. But he has a geres. It was a much better flour, a sifted flour. They would grind it very fine. Mezuba kemach. This comes as kemach. Kemach is very coarse. It's not sifted. It's not sifted. It has in it, explains about tenura, bran, and different things that normally is taken out. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Kashem shema seho maisa behema," just like she acted like a behema acts. Kach karbona maichel behema. So her carbon is also the food of a behema. Now, when it comes to minchas se'orim, so the Mishnah itself clarifies, there is another minchas se'orim. That's the minchas se'omer, the carbon tzibur that Rav Klal Yisrael brought. We start out with se'orim and we end with the shtei lechem hashavuos. And the Mishnah answers, okay, but it's a better kind of sarim, it's sifted. But the Gemara asks, by minchas chayte, it says, le'yasam ala Hashem u'leitna le'alavayna. Who brings the minchas chayte? Well, if someone swears falsely that he doesn't know edus for a friend when he really does, or someone who's tummy that goes into the Beis HaMikdash, or ate kachim that way, or someone swears a shvua, a false shvua, so the chayte brings what's called a carbon oilev yared. If he can't bring a kifsa or a se'ira, he can bring shtei tarim ashnei b'nei yayin. If he can't even afford the birds, he brings a mincha. And that mincha also, we say, has no shemen and no levaina. So it's not just the mincha saida. So the Gemara explains that the kavan of the Mishnah is, by all other menachis, it has at least one of the milas. Either it requires shemen or levaina, or it comes from chitim. So true, the mincha's chayta doesn't have shemen or levaina, but it comes from wheat. The Mincha Sa'imer comes from Sa'irim, but at least from a better Sa'irim. It's processed the way Soilas is processed by Chita. But the Mincha Soita doesn't have any other Milas. no shemen levaina, and it also comes from kemach se'orim, that's mixed with the psoilas, the part that's normally taken out. So in our Mishnah Aleph, we learned chazring over. The husband brings her mincha. The Torah is mechayev a husband to bring a mincha. The pasuk says behavi ish as ish te'alakayin. And the pasuk says behavi as karbana alea asira se'efa kemach se'orim. He brings it in a kvifa mitzris that's made out of the soft fibers that grow around a palm tree. He places it on her hands. He wants to tire her out so that Hashem's name shouldn't have to be erased. Even according to the mandama that Hashem's name was erased, we're hoping she would admit so she wouldn't drink the water, so she wouldn't have to go through all that suffering. Then the Mishnah told us the differences between the menachais in general and that of a saita. Are the menachais come with a very fancy keli, then they're put into a klei shareis. Mincha saita comes in a kvifa mitzris. The other menachais require shemen and levaina. They come from chitin. The mincha saita, no shemen, no levaina. It doesn't come from chitin, it comes from se'orim. Although the mincha se'omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, that is matiras to eat the new tvu of the year, that also came from the se'orim, but that came from a se'orim that was sifted, whereas the mincha of the saita came from barley that was coarse, that still had the psoilus inside. Rav Gamliel concluded, k'shem she'maseh, ma'ase behema, that's how she acted, therefore her carbon is the meichel of a behema. Normally, animals are given to eat barley as opposed to wheat.